Chapter 10. Saul is anointed. He prophesieth, and is changed into another man. Samuel calleth the people together to make a king. The lot falleth on Saul. And Samuel took a little vial of oil, and poured it upon his head, and kissed him, and said, Behold, the Lord hath anointed thee to be prince over his inheritance, and thou shalt deliver his people out of the hands of their enemies that are round about them. And this shall be a sign unto thee, that God hath anointed thee to be prince. When thou shalt depart from me this day, thou shalt find two men by the sepulchre of Rachel, in the borders of Benjamin to the south, and they shall say to thee, The asses are found which thou wentest to seek, and thy father, thinking no more of the asses, is concerned for you, and saith, What shall I do for my son? And when thou shalt depart from thence, and go farther on, and shalt come to the oak of Thabor, there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine.
And they will salute thee, and will give thee two loaves, and thou shalt take them at their hand. After that thou shalt come to the hill of God, where the garrison of the Philistines is. And when thou shalt be come there into the city, thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place, with a psaltery, and a timbrel, and a pipe, and a harp before them, and they shall be prophesying. And the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be changed into another man. When therefore these signs shall happen to thee, do whatsoever thy hand shall find, for the Lord is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, for I will come down to thee, that thou mayest offer an oblation, and sacrifice victims of peace. 7 days shalt thou wait, till I come to thee, and I will show thee what thou art to do. So when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave unto him another heart, and all these things came to pass that day. And they came to the foresaid hill, and behold, a company of prophets met him. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he prophesied in the midst of them. And all that had known him yesterday and the day before, seeing that he was with the prophets, and prophesied, said to each other, What is this that hath happened to the son of Cis? Is Saul also among the prophets? And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. And Saul's uncle said to him and to his servant, Whither went you? They answered, To seek the asses. And not finding them, we went to Samuel. And his uncle said to him, Tell me what Samuel said to thee. And Saul said to his uncle, He told us that the asses were found, but of the matter of the kingdom of which Samuel had spoken to him, he told him not. And Samuel called together the people to the Lord in Mizpah. And he said to the children of Israel, Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians, and from the hand of all the kings who afflicted you. But you this day have rejected your God, who only hath saved you out of all your evils and your tribulations. And you have said, Nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore stand before the Lord by your tribes and by your families. And Samuel brought to him all the tribes of Israel, and the lot fell on the tribe of Benjamin. And he brought the tribe of Benjamin and the kindreds thereof, and the lot fell upon the kindred of Merari, and it came to Saul the son of Cis. They sought him therefore, and he was not found. And after this they consulted the Lord, whether he would come thither. And the Lord answered, Behold, he is hidden at home. And they ran and fetched him thence, and he stood in the midst of the people, and he was higher than any of the people from the shoulders and upward. And Samuel said to all the people, Surely you see him whom the Lord hath chosen, that there is none like him among all the people. And all the people cried and said, God save the king. And Samuel told the people the law of the kingdom, and wrote it in a book, and laid it up before the Lord. And Samuel sent away all the people, every one to his own house. Saul also departed to his own house in Gibeah. And there went with him a part of the army, whose hearts God had touched. But the children of Belial said, Shall this fellow be able to save us? And they despised him, and brought him no presents. But he dissembled as though he heard not. Chapter 11. Saul defeateth the Ammonites and delivereth Jabesh-Gilead. And it came to pass about a month after this that Naas the Ammonite came up and began to fight against Jabesh-Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said to Naas, Make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. And Naas the Ammonite answered them, On this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may pluck out all your right eyes, and make you a reproach to all Israel. And the ancients of Jabesh said to him, Allow us 7 days, that we may send messengers to all the coasts of Israel. And if there be no one to defend us, we will come out to thee. The messengers therefore came to Gibeah of Saul, and they spoke these words in the hearing of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and wept. And behold, Saul came, following oxen out of the field, and he said, What aileth the people that they weep? And they told him the words of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Saul when he had heard these words, and his anger was exceedingly kindled. And taking both the oxen, he cut them in pieces, and he sent them into all the coasts of Israel by messengers, saying, Whosoever shall not come forth and follow Saul and Samuel, so shall it be done to his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell upon the people, and they went out as one man. And he numbered them in Bezek, and there were of the children of Israel 300,000, and of the men of Judah 30,000. And they said to the messengers that came, Thus shall you say to the men of Jabesh-Gilead, Tomorrow, when the sun shall be hot, you shall have relief. The messengers therefore came and told the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. And they said, In the morning we will come out to you, and you shall do what you please with us. And it came to pass, when the morrow was come, that Saul put the people in three companies. And he came into the midst of the camp in the morning watch, and he slew the Ammonites until the day grew hot, and the rest were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. And the people said to Samuel, Who is he that said, Shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men, and we will kill them. And Saul said, No man shall be killed this day, because the Lord this day hath wrought salvation in Israel. And Samuel said to the people, Come and let us go to Gilgal, and let us renew the kingdom there. And all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. And they sacrificed 3 victims of peace before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced exceedingly. Chapter 12. Samuel's integrity is acknowledged. God showeth by a sign from heaven that they had done ill in asking for a king. And Samuel said to all Israel, Behold, I have hearkened to your voice in all that you said to me, and have made a king over you. And now the king goeth before you, but I am old and gray-headed, and my sons are with you. Having then conversed with you from my youth unto this day, behold, here I am. Speak of me before the Lord, and before his anointed, whether I have taken any man's ox or ass, if I have wronged any man, if I have oppressed any man, if I have taken a bribe at any man's hand, and I will despise it this day, and will restore it to you. And they said, Thou hast not wronged us, nor oppressed us, nor taken aught at any man's hand. And he said to them, The Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found anything in my hand. And they said, He is witness. And Samuel said to the people, It is the Lord who made Moses and Aaron, and brought our fathers out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand up, that I may plead in judgment against you before the Lord, concerning all the kindness of the Lord, which he hath shown to you and to your fathers. How Jacob went into Egypt, and your fathers cried to the Lord, and the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, and brought your fathers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place. And they forgot the Lord their God, and he delivered them into the hands of Sisera, captain of the army of Hazor, and into the hands of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against them. But afterwards they cried to the Lord and said, We have sinned because we have forsaken the Lord, and have served Balaam and Astaroth. But now deliver us from the hand of our enemies, and we will serve thee. And the Lord sent Jerubbaal, and Bedan, and Jephthah, and Samuel, and delivered you from the hand of your enemies round about. and you dwelt securely. But seeing that Nais, king of the children of Ammon, was come against you, you said to me, Nay, but a king shall reign over us, whereas the Lord your God was your king. Now therefore your king is here, whom you have chosen and desired. Behold, the Lord hath given you a king. If you will fear the Lord, and serve him, and hearken to his voice, and not provoke the mouth of the Lord, then shall both you and the king who reigneth over you be followers of the Lord your God. But if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord, but will rebel against his words, the hand of the Lord shall be upon you and upon your fathers. Now then stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do in your sight. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call upon the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, and you shall know and see that you yourselves have done a great evil in the sight of the Lord, in desiring a king over you. And Samuel cried unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day. And all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said to Samuel, Pray for thy servants to the Lord thy God, that we may not die. For we have added to all our sins this evil, to ask for a king. And Samuel said to the people, Fear not, you have done all this evil. But yet depart not from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And turn not aside after vain things, which shall never profit you, nor deliver you, because they are vain. And the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because the Lord hath sworn to make you his people. And far from me be this sin against the Lord, that I should cease to pray for you, and I will teach you the good and right way. Therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in truth and with your whole heart, for you have seen the great works which he hath done among you. But if you will still do wickedly, both you and your king shall perish together. Chapter 13. The war between Saul and the Philistines. The distress of the Israelites. Saul offereth sacrifice before the coming of Samuel, for which he is reproved. Saul was a child of 1 year when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years over Israel. And Saul chose him 3,000 men of Israel, and 2,000 were with Saul in Machmas, and in Mount Bethel, and 1,000 with Jonathan in Gabaa of Benjamin. And the rest of the people he sent back every man to their dwellings. And Jonathan smote the garrison of the Philistines, which was in Gabaa. And when the Philistines had heard of it, Saul sounded the trumpet over all the land, saying, Let the Hebrews hear. And all Israel heard this report. Saul hath smitten the garrison of the Philistines, and Israel took courage against the Philistines. And the people were called together after Saul to Gilgal. The Philistines also were assembled to fight against Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and a multitude of people besides, like the sand on the seashore for number. And going up, they camped in Machmas at the east of Beth-Aven. And when the men of Israel saw that they were straitened, for the people were distressed, they hid themselves in caves, and in thickets, and in rocks, and in dens, and in pits. And some of the Hebrews passed over the Jordan into the land of Gad and Galaad. And when Saul was yet in Gilgal, all the people that followed him were greatly afraid. And he waited 7 days, according to the appointment of Samuel. And Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people slipped away from him. Then Saul said, Bring me the holocaust and the peace offerings. And he offered the holocaust. And when he had made an end of offering the holocaust, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went forth to meet him and salute him. And Samuel said to him, What hast thou done? Saul answered, Because I saw that the people slipped from me, and thou wast not come according to the days appointed, and the Philistines were gathered together in Machmas, I said, Now will the Philistines come down upon me in Gilgal, and I have not appeased the face of the Lord. Forced by necessity, I offer the holocaust. And Samuel said to Saul, Thou hast done foolishly, and hast not kept the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. And if thou hadst not done thus, the Lord would now have established thy kingdom over Israel for ever. But thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man according to his own heart, And him hath the Lord commanded to be prince over his people, because thou hast not observed that which the Lord commanded. And Samuel arose and went up from Gilgal to Geba of Benjamin. And the rest of the people went up after Saul to meet the people who fought against them, going from Gilgal to Geba in the hill of Benjamin. And Saul numbered the people that were found with him, about 600 men. And Saul and Jonathan his son and the people that were present with them were in Geba of Benjamin, but the Philistines encamped in Michmas. And there went out of the camp of the Philistines three companies to plunder. One company went towards the way of Ephrah to the land of Soal, and another went by the way of Betharon, and the third turned to the way of the border above the valley of Seboim towards the desert. Now there was no smith to be found in all the land of Israel, for the Philistines had taken this precaution, lest the Hebrews should make them swords or spears. So all Israel went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his plowshare, and his spade, and his axe, and his rake, so that their shares, and their spades, and their forks, and their axes were blunt, even to the goad, which was to be mended. And when the day of battle was come, there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, except Saul and Jonathan his son. And the army of the Philistines went out in order to advance further in Michmas. Chapter 14. Jonathan attacketh the Philistines, a miraculous victory. Saul's unadvised oath, by which Jonathan is put in danger of his life, but is delivered by the people. Now it came to pass one day that Jonathan the son of Saul said to the young man that bore his armor, Come, and let us go over to the garrison of the Philistines, which is on the other side of yonder place. But he told not this to his father. And Saul abode in the uttermost part of Geba, under the pomegranate tree, which was in Migron, and the people with him were about 600 men. And Achaias the son of Achitob, brother to Ichabod the son of Phinehas, the son of Heli, the priest of the Lord in Silo, wore the ephod, and the people knew not whither Jonathan was gone. Now there were between the ascents, by which Jonathan sought to go over to the garrison of the Philistines, rocks standing up on both sides, and steep cliffs like teeth on the one side, and on the other the name of the one was Bozes, and the name of the other was Sinai. One rock stood out towards the north over against Michmas, and the other to the south over against Geba. And Jonathan said to the young man that bore his armor, Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be the Lord will do for us, because it is easy for the Lord to save either by many or by few. And his armor-bearer said to him, Do all that pleaseth thy mind. Go whither thou wilt, and I will be with thee wheresoever thou hast a mind. And Jonathan said, Behold, we will go over to these men. And when we shall be seen by them, if they shall speak thus to us, Stay till we come to you. Let us stand still in our place, and may not go up to them. But if they shall say, Come up to us, let us go up, because the Lord hath delivered them into our hands, this shall be a sign unto us. So both of them discovered themselves to the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, Behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes wherein they were hid. And the men of the garrison spoke to Jonathan and to his armor-bearer, and said, Come up to us, and we will show you a thing. And Jonathan said to his armor-bearer, Let us go up, follow me, for the Lord hath delivered them into the hands of Israel. And Jonathan went up, creeping on his hands and feet, and his armor-bearer after him. And some fell before Jonathan, others his armor-bearer slew as he followed him. And the first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor-bearer made was of about 20 men, within half an acre of land, which a yoke of oxen is wont to plow in a day. And there was a miracle in the camp, through the fields, yea, and all the people of their garrison, who had gone out to plunder, were amazed, and the earth trembled, and it happened as a miracle from God. And the watchmen of Saul, who were in Geba of Benjamin, looked, and behold, a multitude overthrown, and fleeing this way and that. And Saul said to the people that were with him, Look, and see who is gone from us. And when they had sought, it was found that Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there. And Saul said to Achaias, Bring the ark of the Lord, for the ark of God was there that day with the children of Israel. And while Saul spoke to the priest, there arose a great uproar in the camp of the Philistines, and it increased by degrees and was heard more clearly. And Saul said to the priest, Draw in thy hand. Then Saul and all the people that were with him shouted together, and they came to the place of the fight. And behold, every man's sword was turned upon his neighbor, and there was a very great slaughter. Moreover, the Hebrews that had been with the Philistines yesterday and the day before, and went up with them into the camp, returned to be with the Israelites who were with Saul and Jonathan. And all the Israelites that had hid themselves in Mount Ephraim, hearing that the Philistines fled, joined themselves with their countrymen in the fight. And there were with Saul about 10,000 men. And the Lord saved Israel that day, and the fight went on as far as Beth-Aven. And the men of Israel were joined together that day, and Saul adjured the people, saying, Cursed be the man that shall eat food till evening, till I be revenged of my enemies. So none of the people tasted any food. And all the common people came into a forest, in which there was honey upon the ground. And when the people came into the forest, behold, the honey dropped, but no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan had not heard when his father adjured the people, and he put forth the end of the rod, which he had in his hand, and dipped it in a honeycomb. And he carried his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. And one of the people answering said, Thy father hath bound the people with an oath, saying, Cursed be the man that shall eat any food this day. And the people were faint. And Jonathan said, My father hath troubled the land. You have seen yourselves that my eyes are enlightened, because I tasted a little of this honey. How much more if the people had eaten of the prey of their enemies, which they found? Had there not been made a greater slaughter among the Philistines? So they smote that day the Philistines from Machmas to Ailon, and the people were wearied exceedingly. And falling upon the spoils, they took sheep and oxen and calves, and slew them on the ground, and the people ate them with the blood. And they told Saul that the people had sinned against the Lord, eating with the blood. And he said, You have transgressed. Roll here to me now a great stone. And Saul said, Disperse yourselves among the people, and tell them to bring me every man his ox and his ram, and slay them upon this stone, and eat, and you shall not sin against the Lord in eating with the blood. So all the people brought every man his ox with him till the night, and slew them there. And Saul built an altar to the Lord, and he then first began to build an altar to the Lord. And Saul said, Let us fall upon the Philistines by night, and destroy them till the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them. And the people said, Do all that seemeth good in thy eyes. And the priest said, Let us draw near hither unto God. And Saul consulted the Lord, Shall I pursue after the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into the hands of Israel? And he answered him not that day. And Saul said, Bring hither all the corners of the people, and know and see by whom this sin hath happened today. As the Lord liveth, who is the Savior of Israel, if it was done by Jonathan my son, he shall surely die. In this none of the people gainsaid him. And he said to all Israel, Be you on one side, and I with Jonathan my son will be on the other side. And the people answered Saul, Do what seemeth good in thy eyes. And Saul said to the Lord, O Lord God of Israel, give a sign by which we may know what the meaning is that thou answerest not thy servant today. If this iniquity be in me, or in my son Jonathan, give a proof. Or if this iniquity be in thy people, give holiness. And Jonathan and Saul were taken, and the people escaped. And Saul said, Cast lots between me and Jonathan my son. And Jonathan was taken. And Saul said to Jonathan, Tell me what thou hadst done. And Jonathan told him, and said, I did but taste a little honey with the end of the rod, which was in my hand, and behold, I must die. And Saul said, May God do so and so to me, and add still more, for dying thou shalt die, O Jonathan. And the people said to Saul, Shall Jonathan then die, who hath wrought this great salvation in Israel? This must not be. As the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he hath wrought with God this day. So the people delivered Jonathan, that he should not die. And Saul went back, and did not pursue after the Philistines. and the Philistines went to their own places. And Saul, having his kingdom established over Israel, fought against all his enemies round about, against Moab, and against the children of Ammon, and Edom, and the kings of Sobah, and the Philistines, and whithersoever he turned himself, he overcame. And gathering together an army, he defeated Amalek, and delivered Israel from the hand of them that spoiled them. And the sons of Saul were Jonathan, and Jeshuai, and Melchishua, and the names of his two daughters. The name of the firstborn was Merob, and the name of the younger, Michal. And the name of Saul's wife was Achinoam, the daughter of Achimaas. And the name of the captain of his army was Abner, the son of Ner, the cousin german of Saul. For Cis was the father of Saul, and Ner, the father of Abner, was son of Abiel. And there was a great war against the Philistines all the days of Saul. For whomsoever Saul saw to be a valiant man and fit for war, he took him to himself. Chapter 15. Saul is sent to destroy Amalek. He spareth their king and the best of their cattle, for which disobedience he is cast off by the Lord. And Samuel said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint thee king over his people Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I have reckoned up all that Amalek hath done to Israel, how he opposed them in the way when they came up out of Egypt. Now therefore go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that he hath. Spare him not, nor covet anything that is his, but slay both man and woman, child and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass." So Saul commanded the people, and numbered them as lambs, 200,000 footmen, and 10,000 of the men of Judah. And when Saul was come to the city of Amalek, he laid ambushes in the torrent. And Saul said to the Kenite, "Go, depart, and get ye down from Amalek, lest I destroy thee with him. For thou hast shown kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt." And the Kenite departed from the midst of Amalek. And Saul smote Amalek from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, which is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of Amalek, alive, but all the common people he slew with the edge of the sword. And Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the flocks of sheep, and of the herds, and the garments, and the rams, and all that was beautiful, and would not destroy them, but everything that was vile and good for nothing, that they destroyed. And the word of the Lord came to Samuel, saying, "It repenteth me that I have made Saul king, for he hath forsaken me, and hath not executed my commandments." And Samuel was grieved, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to go to Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel that Saul was come to Carmel, and had erected for himself a triumphant arch, and returning had passed on and gone down to Galgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul was offering a holocaust to the Lord out of the choicest of the spoils which he had brought from Amalek. And when Samuel was come to Saul, Saul said to him, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, I have fulfilled the word of the Lord." And Samuel said, "What meaneth then this bleating of the flocks, which soundeth in my ears, and the lowing of the herds, which I hear?" And Saul said, "They have brought them from Amalek, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the herds, that they might be sacrificed to the Lord thy God, but the rest we have slain." And Samuel said to Saul, "Suffer me, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night." And he said to him, "Speak." And Samuel said, "When thou wast a little one in thy own eyes, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee to be king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on the way, and said, Go and kill the sinners of Amalek, and thou shalt fight against them until thou hast utterly destroyed them. Why then didst thou not hearken to the voice of the Lord, but hast turned to the prey, and hast done evil in the eyes of the Lord?" And Saul said to Samuel, "Yea, I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord, and have walked in the way by which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and Amalek I have slain. But the people took of the spoils, sheep and oxen, as the first fruits of those things that were slain, to offer sacrifice to the Lord their God in Galgal." And Samuel said, Doth the Lord desire holocausts and victims, and not rather that the voice of the Lord should be obeyed? For obedience is better than sacrifices, and to hearken rather than to offer the fat of rams, because it is like the sin of witchcraft to rebel, and like the crime of idolatry to refuse to obey. For as much therefore as thou hast rejected the word of the Lord hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned because I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and thy words, fearing the people, and obeying their voice. But now bear, I beseech thee, my sin, and returneth with me, that I may adore the Lord. And Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with thee, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And Samuel turned about to go away, but he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said to him, The Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to thy neighbor, who is better than thee. But the triumpher in Israel will not spare, and will not be moved to repentance, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I have sinned. Yet honor me now before the ancients of my people and before Israel, and return with me, that I may adore the Lord thy God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul adored the Lord. And Samuel said, Bring hither to me Agag, the king of Amalek. And Agag was presented to him very fat and trembling. And Agag said, Doth bitter death separate in this manner? And Samuel said, As thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed him in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. And Samuel departed to Ramathah. But Saul went up to his house in Gabaa. And Samuel saw Saul no more till the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, because the Lord repented that he had made him king over Israel. Chapter 16. Samuel is sent to Bethlehem, where he anointeth David, who is taken into Saul's family. And the Lord said to Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, whom I have rejected from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil, and come, that I may send thee to Isai the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, How shall I go? For Saul will hear of it, and he will kill me. And the Lord said, Thou shalt take with thee a calf of the herd, and thou shalt say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And thou shalt call Isai to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou art to do, and thou shalt anoint him whom I shall show to thee. Then Samuel did as the Lord had said to him. And he came to Bethlehem, and the ancients of the city wondered, and meeting him they said, Is thy coming hither peaceable? And he said, It is peaceable. I am come to offer sacrifice to the Lord. Be ye sanctified, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Isai and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And when they were come in, he saw Eliab, and said, Is the Lord's anointed before him? And the Lord said to Samuel, Look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him, nor do I judge according to the look of man. For man seeth those things that appear, but the Lord beholdeth the heart. And Isai called Abinadab, and brought him before Samuel, and he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this. And Isai brought Samah, and he said to him, Neither hath the Lord chosen this. Isai therefore brought his seven sons before Samuel, and Samuel said to Isai, The Lord hath not chosen any one of these. And Samuel said to Isai, Are here all thy sons? He answered, There remaineth yet a young one, who keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said to Isai, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. He sent therefore and brought him. Now he was ruddy and beautiful to behold, and of a comely face. And the Lord said, Arise, and anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, and anointed him in the midst of the brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up, and went to Ramathah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And the servants of Saul said to him, Behold, now an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord give orders, and thy servants who are before thee will seek out a man skillful in playing on the harp. that when the evil spirit from the Lord is upon thee, he may play with his hand, and thou mayest bear it more easily. And Saul said to his servants, Provide me then some man that can play well, and bring him to me. And one of the servants answering said, Behold, I have seen a son of Isai the Bethlehemite, a skillful player, and one of great strength, and a man fit for war, and prudent in his words, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Then Saul sent messengers to Isai, saying, Send me David thy son, who is in the pastures. And Isai took an ass laden with bread, and a bottle of wine, and a kid of the flock, and sent them by the hand of David his son to Saul. And David came to Saul, and stood before him, and he loved him exceedingly, and made him his armor-bearer. And Saul sent to Isai, saying, Let David stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. So whensoever the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul, David took his harp, and played with his hand, and Saul was refreshed, and was better, for the evil spirit departed from him. Chapter 17. War with the Philistines. Goliath challengeth Israel. He is slain by David. Now the Philistines, gathering together with their troops to battle, assembled at Soco of Judah, and camped between Soco and Azekah in the borders of Domim. And Saul and the children of Israel, being gathered together, came to the valley of Terebinth, and they set the army in array to fight against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a man baseborn from the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath, of Geth, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was clothed with a coat of mail with scales, and the weight of his coat of mail was 5,000 sickles of brass. And he had greaves of brass on his legs, and a buckler of brass covered his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and the head of his spear weighed 600 sickles of iron. And his armor-bearer went before him. And standing he cried out to the bands of Israel, and said to them, Why are you come out prepared to fight? Am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? Choose out a man of you, and let him come down and fight hand to hand. If he be able to fight with me and kill me, we will be servants to you. But if I prevail against him and kill him, you shall be servants and shall serve us. And the Philistine said, I have defied the bands of Israel this day. Give me a man, and let him fight with me hand to hand. And Saul and all the Israelites, hearing these words of the Philistine, were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, before mentioned, whose name was Isai, who had 8 sons, and was an old man in the days of Saul, and of great age among men. And his 3 eldest sons followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab the firstborn, and the 2nd Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. But David was the youngest, so the 3 eldest, having followed Saul, David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's flock at Bethlehem. Now the Philistine came out morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. And Isai said to David his son, Take for thy brethren an ephah of frumenty, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren. And carry these 10 little cheeses to the tribune, and go see thy brethren if they are well, and learn with whom they are placed. But Saul and they and all the children of Israel were in the valley of Terebinth, fighting against the Philistines. David therefore arose in the morning, and gave the charge of the flock to the keeper, and went away loaded as Isai had commanded him. And he came to the place of Magalah, and to the army which was going out to fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel had put themselves in array, and the Philistines who stood against them were prepared. And David, leaving the vessels which he had brought under the care of the keeper of the baggage, ran to the place of the battle, and asked if all things went well with his brethren. And as he talked with them, that baseborn man, whose name was Goliath, the Philistine of Geth, showed himself coming up from the camp of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the Israelites, when they saw the man, fled from his face, fearing him exceedingly. And some one of Israel said, Have you seen this man that has come up? For he has come up to defy Israel. And the man that shall slay him, the king will enrich with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and will make his father's house free from tribute in Israel. And David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be given to the man that shall kill this Philistine, and shall take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him the same word, saying, These things shall be given to the man that shall slay him. Now when Eliab, his eldest brother, heard this, when he was speaking with others, he was angry with David, and said, Why camest thou hither, and why didst thou leave those few sheep in the desert? I know thy pride and the wickedness of thy heart, that thou art come down to see the battle. And David said, What have I done? Is there not cause to speak? And he turned a little aside from him to another, and said the same word. And the people answered him as before. And the words which David spoke were heard, and were rehearsed before Saul. And when he was brought to him, he said to him, Let not any man's heart be dismayed in him. I, thy servant, will go, and will fight against the Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to withstand this Philistine, nor to fight against him. For thou art but a boy, but he is a warrior from his youth. And David said to Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion or a bear, and took a ram out of the midst of the flock. And I pursued after them, and struck them, and delivered it out of their mouth. And they rose up against me, and I caught them by the throat, and I strangled and killed them. For I, thy servant, have killed both a lion and a bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be also as one of them. I will go now and take away the reproach of the people. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine who hath dared to curse the army of the living God? And David said, The Lord, who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul clothed David with his garments, and put a helmet of brass upon his head, and armed him with a coat of mail. And David, having girded his sword upon his armor, began to try if he could walk in the armor, for he was not accustomed to it. And David said to Saul, I cannot go thus, for I am not used to it. And he laid them off. And he took his staff, which he had always in his hands, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them into the shepherd's scrip, which he had with him. And he took a sling in his hand, and went forth against the Philistine. And the Philistine came on, and drew nigh against David, and his armor-bearer before him. And when the Philistine looked and beheld David, he despised him, for he was a young man, ruddy, and of a comely countenance. And the Philistine said to David, Am I a dog, that thou comest to me with a staff? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And he said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the earth. And David said to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, which thou hast defied. This day, and the Lord will deliver thee into my hand, and I will slay thee, and take away thy head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air, and to the beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for it is his battle, and he will deliver you into our hands. And when the Philistine arose, and was coming, and drew nigh to meet David, David made haste, and ran to the fight to meet the Philistine. And he put his hand into a scrip, and took a stone, and cast it with the sling, and fetching it about, struck the Philistine in the forehead. And the stone was fixed in his forehead, and he fell on his face upon the earth. And David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and he struck and slew the Philistine. And as David had no sword in his hand, he ran and stood over the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath, and slew him, and cut off his head. And the Philistines, seeing that their champion was dead, fled away. And the men of Israel and Judah, rising up, shouted, and pursued after the Philistines, till they came to the valley and to the gates of Acharon. And there fell many wounded of the Philistines in the way of Saraim, and as far as Geth, and as far as Acharon. And the children of Israel, returning after they had pursued the Philistines, fell upon their camp. And David, taking the head of the Philistine, brought it to Jerusalem, but his armor he put in his tent. Now at the time that Saul saw David going out against the Philistines, he said to Abner, the captain of the army, Of what family is this young man descended, Abner? And Abner said, As thy soul liveth, O king, I know not. And the king said, Inquire thou, whose son this man is. And when David was returned after the Philistine was slain, Abner took him, and brought him in before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, Young man, of what family art thou? And David said, I am the son of thy servant Isai, the Bethlehemite. End of side two, please.